Oh, come on. Hello. I'm just trying to sort out the screen here. Let me just see. Tap this thing here. Hopefully I can turn the bloody thing round. No. It won't let me do it. Bear with me, folks. Bear with me. I'm just trying to see if I can get the screen the right way around. But it's not having it. Oh, tech. We'll have to do it the wrong way around. Hold on a minute, just got a quick message to send to Chris McAlinden. Bear with me. Right. Good evening, folks. Welcome to Songs and Stories. We are back. We are back. You can see me. That's good. Hello, Hillary. Hello, Ted. So thank you very much for joining me. I was just looking on the previous ones that I did. And the last one was done in April. And that was a stream for like a streaming company up in Cumbria, but the one before that was my Irish songbook stream. So it's been a while, because that was like last March, April, and here we are sort of 6 months later in October. And we were let out in between, which was great, because at that time we were very heavily locked down and couldn't even travel very far. So it was great to get out over the summer and get back to a bit of normality and do some gigging as well, so it's been good. So what I thought I'd do now that the nights are drawing in, I thought some of you might appreciate a live stream again. Not that many people seem to be doing it anymore, but I really enjoyed it last time talking to all you guys here. And I feel that it's a very much different audience to maybe the audience that have got the chance to come and see us live, because this live stream is going out everywhere. So there's people from all over are tuning in. So people like Michael and Jane, who are up in Northumberland, for example, and Hillary, who's also up that way, they can't get to gigs very easily. So this is a great way of staying in touch with people. And like I say, now that the nights are drawing in, it's a great chance just to keep people company as we all hunker down for the winter. I've just recovered from about COVID, despite being double jabbed. It's my first day back at work today. I was isolating all last week. Not feeling very good, but thankfully I do feel a lot better now. And I'm still not completely with it. Me and Rob did a waltzers gig in Corby on Friday night, and he's just come out of isolation sort of back end of last week. So we were both like a bit COVID foggy. I don't know if any of you have come down with it, but it kind of like you lose your focus a little bit. You can't concentrate as well. So and we were both a bit weak and wobbly, but we got through the gig. But it was a bit of a strange experience. It was a bit of a struggle. But every day I do seem to be getting better. Thank God for the jabs. God knows what I'd be like if I hadn't had them. And I'm asthmatic as well. So I definitely felt a bit short of breath, but thankfully not too bad. But great to be up and running again. And I've got a couple of gigs this weekend. So anyway, it's great to be back here. Tim Hitchcock, nice to see you, mate. Tonight's drink of choice is blackcurrant with sparkling water. So good health to you all. I didn't get a chance to pop out and go and get any alcohol-free beer, but I'm not really feeling in the mood for it at the moment, to be honest with you anyway. My taste buds are a little bit off. My smell's not quite there, but it wasn't as bad as some people have got. I have got some elements of taste and smell. It's just a bit not as good as what it should be. So I hope you've all got a drink at hand. Tonight is just going to be a bit of a catch-up on what I've been doing since I was last talking to you on the live streams. And first of all, I would like to say many, many thanks to everybody who donated, tipped and bought stuff from the store during the last live streams. Really, really appreciate that. And, you know, it was a real good financial help. It helped me buy guitar strings and just kept me going, because I'd lost all my music income as well, which is a big chunk of my income these days. And thankfully I've been delivery driving as well, but it was really appreciated. And moving forward, if anyone does want to donate and tip tonight, I think the link should be visible on the stream. Yeah, I don't know what. Can you see the link of the store link? Anyway, it's steviejones.com/stores, a tip jar. You can buy some merch, and everyone who does put a tip in or buy some merch gets a free download code and a discount code from the store as well. So I'm doing that for everybody, you know. So even if you just chuck in a couple of quid to the tip jar, I'll send you a free download and a discount code as well. And I'll be doing that every week. So I'll be telling you a little bit further on what the free download will be. It's very exclusive. And James, by the way, I know you're here. I can't turn the bloody screen round. I have tried, mate, and it's just not having it. It's just not having it. So we're going to have to put up with it tonight. It worked earlier. And now it doesn't. So where's everybody gone? See, now I've touched the bloody screen and it's playing silly buggers again. Time for a song, I think. Let's just get things going. I've been watching some of Ryan Adams' live streams, actually. They're very good. And he never has the bloody camera the right way around either, so who gives a fuck? So I'm going to open up this. We're in autumn now, which is a very reflective time of year. And this is a song that did take me. It took me a little while to write, actually, because this song is all about my times in Bournemouth. And it's kind of very sort of reflective song about those days when I was living there. And I was living in a flat. I spent with my girlfriend at the time. I was doing a lot of busking. And I had the seeds of the song were sown in the sort of very early 90s, but I didn't finish it until probably properly until early 2000s. It's one of those ones that took a while to sort of get right. And this is called The Harbour Song. Stood and plead, see the town and a hurricane, to hope the coins could come my way. A pretty girl is walking by, will she turn and look and smile? Won't you come and talk to me? Stop a while and set me free. These are the moments, flooding back in bittersweet sentiments. These are the moments, and they're flooding back. It was over, our love was spent, and I was left to find the rent. Bar an empty, lonely room, with all the ghosts of me and you. I would spend my afternoons awash, singing tangled up in blue. Learn the song in a harbour town, halfway up and halfway down. These are the moments, when they're flooding back in bittersweet sentiments. These are the moments,
flooding back. At his feet, tunes would echo down the street, and I would wander down those docks at night, dream about the boats and yachts, watch another sail on boat, journey to another world, after walking on along that beach, I feel slipping out my reach, time was slipping through my hands, I would try to understand, and I think about when you were mine, to get the wrong shoreline, watch another memory cast it out into the sea. And these are the moments flooding back in bittersweet sentiments. And these are the moments when they're flooding back.
Harbour Song. Yes. And that appeared on the first album that I recorded with Mark Gill. Just, you know, it was actually a solo album called New Life. And I'll do special songs and stories about the making of New Life and all that process, but yeah, on the album there's a full band version, and that was a bit of a regular song that me and Mark used to play a lot. Haven't played it with the Wildfires much at all, but yeah, nice to see you online, Mark. Hope you're keeping well, mate, and that's great news that you're getting your music shop in Corby sorted. If anyone wants to know about that, do check Mark Gill's page. I'm sure he'll be giving it a good share. I've given it a share. He's setting up an actual physical musical accessory store, so you can go and buy guitar strings and plectrums and things like that. It's near Corby Market, I think. But yeah, he's opening up very soon, so good stuff, mate. So anyway, what have I been up to since I was last on the live stream? Started out really with just a whole load of solo gigs, really, which was great. It was great just to get back out there. I did a couple of gigs in Uppingham in the square there, outside Posh Paddy's and the Vaults, which was a great spot. I think they were my first performances back out in the sunshine, playing to people, doing covers gigs mainly. And then I was up at Rearsbury. My mate Simon's got a pub up there, so I was playing there, and in Quenneborough. I did a gig in Melton at the White Lion. Done a couple of gigs at a great venue in Hinckley called Stockwell's Coffee House, which is really good, and I'm booked there regularly again. I've got a few dates there. Really enjoyed playing there. Hillary went to that, and her friend Anita was there as well. That was really nice. I played a really good venue in Ilkeston called the Latch Lifter. If anyone gets a chance to go to that, it's a terrific venue. It's like an old converted chapel. And the guy, the landlord there, Kel, really top bloke. And really enjoyed that gig. So I'm hoping I can maybe get back there next year again. But that was like a Sunday afternoon covers gig. But it's a fantastic venue. If you're ever in Ilkeston near Derby, do pop in, have a pint. And they've got loads of bands on, like, you know, sort of four nights a week. So they're very supportive of live music. Recommend that. Played a festival in North Kilworth, an all-day thing with... who played that? We had Lola and the General, Stephen Tanner played that, Jess Oristano. I can't remember who else played it as well. Me and Dave Carter did like a duo set there as well. He did a solo set. That was really nice. Out in the sunshine all afternoon there at the cricket club in North Kilworth. And that day I had a Facebook message that came back from something that I'd seen earlier in the day. They were looking for someone last minute to play a birthday party that same evening, at this mysterious venue somewhere. Where was it? In Colville, it said. And that was only half an hour up the road from where I was. And my gig at North Kilworth, it finished in the afternoon. And so I put a message, said, yeah, I can come up and do this gig. I think it was a birthday party type gig. And the guy said, yeah, we can do it. And he gave me a postcode. And he said, when you get near, just let me know and I'll give you further directions. And I went up there and I sent him a message and I spoke to him on the phone as well, actually. And he said, yeah, when you get near, you'll just see loads of bikes. And... you know, that's where you need to be. Just pull up and someone will help you unload. Basically, it was a birthday party for the partner of one of the guys who ran this motorcycle club, the Black Pistons Motorcycle Club. And it was a brilliant night. It was their own kind of clubhouse. And I went in there and it was all, you know, proper security. It's a bit like Sons of Anarchy or something like that. But great setup, lovely people. And that was just a gig out of the blue, and I absolutely loved it there. So that was a real one that just sprang out of nowhere. And I've really enjoyed just being back on the road, you know, gigging and playing. It's been absolutely fantastic. Little things like that just crop up and be able to do that. Because you've got to think, like, you know, it was only a few months ago that we weren't allowed even to go a few miles up the road without fear of maybe being pulled over and asked, you know, why are you travelling? Is it essential? So anyway, there you go. I'm going to play a song for the Black Pistons guys anyway. I don't know if any of them were tuned in, but Callum and all the lads, I'm going to do this one for you because I think I must have played it on that night. But yeah. Clean, she was the best damn woman that I've ever seen. Had the sightless eyes, didn't mean no lies, knocking me out with those American thighs, thinking more than a share, had me fighting for air. She told me to come, but I was already there, cause the walls were shaking, the earth was quaking, my mind was aching, we were making it and you. There you go, AC/DC. Bit of AC/DC for you. Me and Rob love playing that live with the waltzers. And, yeah. Yeah, so we did actually have some waltzers gig that came back. We started playing at this bar called Posh Paddy's in Corby, which is absolutely wonderful place. And we've gone down really well there, and we've got regular bookings there. We're playing New Year's Eve there, actually. So if anyone's free on New Year's Eve, come and join us at Posh Paddy's in Corby. It should be a good night. What else have we been up to? Yeah, Dave Carter and I, we started playing duo acoustic, and it worked really well. It happened kind of by accident at that festival, that all day at North Kilworth that I was telling you about. And then we did another little set, an all-dayer I did at the Shy Horse in Kettering, and we hadn't rehearsed it at all. I mean, obviously Dave is playing guitar in the band, but he'd never played acoustic with me, and he just jumped up there with me, and we kind of made up as we're going along, and we haven't rehearsed, and it just sounded really good. And then we went on and we did an acoustic set in Kingscliff, an all-day event called Cliff Fest. And that was a beautiful day, that was. And we had great sounds, and really enjoyed that. And we did a full set of all original stuff. So really enjoyed that. I also did a gig in Oundle for a new promoter called Bob Cheaton, and he's running a thing called Vic's Gigs, which is putting on loads of really good sort of rock and prog stuff in Oundle. And I was supporting a band called Saucer Full of Floyd, which is like a Floyd tribute band. And that was great. That was really good. Had a really good sound, and went down really well there. It's just great to be out there playing original material again. So we've been working on new stuff with the band, trying to get some new songs together, but a lot of it has been also just going through some of the songs that I did off the solo acoustic albums, Coming From the Rain, and trying to make them full band versions. So we've been working on that in the rehearsal room as well. Been very busy with that. And I'm going to play you a new song. Which I don't think I've played before. I wouldn't have done. Who's watching? There's 10 people watching. Oh, wow. Why can't I see it on this screen as well? It's bizarre, isn't it, buddy? Very strange. Why is that not showing up on this screen? I've got two screens here, so I can see what's going on. Videos. There we go. I've just seen some of the comments, and Mark and James are having a good old rant about Villa, presumably. Yeah. Hey, match of the day. I don't watch a lot of football these days, but match of the day this last weekend was absolutely brilliant. There's so many goals. It was fantastic. Yeah. Feel for a lot of Man United fans, I must admit. Don't think Solskjaer's got very long left. But great for Ranieri. Because I like Claudio Ranieri, what he did for Leicester, and to see him turn it around against Everton, that was brilliant. Anyway, a newer song. Lost quite a few people over the last couple of years, not necessarily through COVID, although there have been a couple who I did know. I wanted to write a song for absent friends, really, but not a maudlin song, more of a celebratory song about their lives. And lost a lot of people. Gary Hack, Pop Spencer, Roger Kinsey, and more recently an ex-colleague of mine, Debbie Sorday, who was a lovely lady. She worked for University of Leicester Archaeology Service when I was there, and she sadly passed away this last week. So it was very sad to hear that. But anyway, this song is thinking all the people that I've lost, and sort of dedicated to anyone who's lost anyone in recent months, really. Celebration of their lives. This is called Gone But Not Forgotten.
Bright spring day, clouds busting out up in the azure. I walk in the woods, belong to the cafe, feel gratitude for all the time that we share, thinking of you, sending all of my love now. Gone, 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 but not forgotten.
And I remember you.
Gone But Not Forgotten. And yeah, we do that as a band. It sounds good as a band, really does. Yeah, but that's a bit of an anthem for absent friends. A bit of a celebration. And that will hopefully be on the next Stevie Jones and the Wildfires album. And yeah, we're kind of squirreling away some money, folks, for that. We want to get cracking with it. Most of the songs are written. Well, probably like three quarters of them, I'd say. So any tips and merch that you do give, some of that money will definitely be going towards the next album, getting it recorded, etc. Sorry, all the text is the wrong way around, but we have CDs for sale. We have Coming From The Rain, the recent solo album. I've got the last copy left at the moment before I've got to make up some more. They're all handmade, the new CDs, and they're all numbered individually. And we've got, obviously got Angels and Sirens, still got plenty of gatefold copies left of that. And various other CDs as well. A couple of Stevie Jones and Mark Gill's acoustic stuff. It's all on the store. If you just go to the store, you better have a flick through all of the CDs there and have a look if a CD is what you want to buy. But we've also got some new T-shirts that we've got made up. Got this wonderful new Angels and Sirens design that we've got made up with back print there. Obviously got the old traditional logo. Got those available. It will be the right way around when you buy it. And I like this one particularly. This is the Stripe Graphic Art album cover. And on the back, you get that print as well. All the t-shirts are just made up on demand. We can't afford to get huge batches of t-shirts made up. We're not on tour at the moment, so we do it through a company called Printful, and basically they just print them off and send them directly to you. So they are a couple of quid more expensive than maybe if you bought it off us at a gig. But we can't afford to spend hundreds of pounds having loads of T-shirts just sitting in my house, basically. And this way we can just get made to order. And there's hoodies as well. So do check that out. And yes, James, there will be the right way around. Right, time for another song then. We got this one. Can't bloody find it now, can I? Here we are. I haven't done this for a while, but this will probably be a full band version as well. It's something we need to work on. But this is off the Coming From The Rain album, and this is dedicated to anyone who is trying to get out there and perform original music or create original art and get people to take notice of what you're doing. It's called The Invisible Ones. Standing up on the stage, giving her all tonight, singing her songs of passion and rage. Her dreams are burning so bright. A crowd of tin will air all on their phones. She doesn't care, it's alright. Faith in her heart, she's as real as they come.
she'll hold on to the light. We are the invisible ones, the ones you fail to see. At the edge of the limelight, Joey pulls over into the lay-by. He parks his van on the verge. He lays out his wares on the frosty grass and puts a brew on the stove. Sculptures in the wood so skillfully carved, character earthy and wild. He doesn't sell much, but he's king of the road, makes enough to get by. Oh, we are the invisible ones, the ones you fail to see. At the edge of the limelight, hanging on to a dream. Emma stands by the gallery door, nervously counting the time. She's planned so long for her private view. She's laid out the food and the wine. She's pulled out the stops to let everyone know this is the best work of her life. A cold Tuesday night in February, only a few will arrive.
The Invisible Ones, off the album Coming From The Rain. You can stream that now. It's available on all the streaming channels, or download it, or buy a CD, whichever you want to do with that. That's the acoustic album. But hopefully, all being well, there'll be a full band version of that song. We haven't worked on it yet, but I intend to. Right. Have a little. I did actually make some notes here. So it's been so long since I've done this. But yeah, I'm going to be doing this every Monday night. It's something to do on a Monday, isn't it? I mean, what else do you do on a Monday night? You know? Obviously, Fridays and Saturdays, I don't want to do it then because I'm out gigging and you'll probably be in the pub, hopefully, or doing something nice rather than sitting in front of a laptop watching me waffle loads of crap. But Monday nights, yeah, we can do it. And of course, if you don't get a chance to watch it, I'll be sharing it so you can watch it anytime you like. On the website, steviejones.com. There's also now a new live streams page where I've uploaded all of the previous live streams on there, and there's links to the Facebook and YouTube as well, so you can watch previous episodes on there. I think this is number 14. So yeah, you can watch all the ones from before, and there's set lists of songs I was playing, and you know, the background into what I was discussing on particular episodes. So yeah, you can always pop on there and check those out. If anything, it's useful for me as reference to go back and see, you know, what, after I've been talking about a certain period of my life, it'll be nice to have it in there, because as I get older, my mind's going to go, isn't it, you know? It'll be a bit of oral history. I do intend, like I said earlier, I do want to do one on the debut album, New Life. I want to talk, there's loads of stuff I haven't covered yet, which I'm going to. I'm going to cover me and Mark playing music together and recording New Life, and loads of our adventures, if we can bloody remember it. And if I can persuade him, I might even get him to come and sit here with me and play some songs. But I know he's a bit shy in terms of live streaming. But we'll see what we can do. And I do want to do another one with James as well about more Acres Wild stuff, maybe. And maybe we can get the technology to work. And then I've got more of the history of the wildfires, of course. And various other projects as well, you know, that I haven't covered. I also want to do one on archaeology as well, about how I got into it, and talk about various sites that I worked on, because quite a few people have asked about that. So that'll be a sort of stratigraphic art special on that. I'll also do one probably about travelling as well, about my travels around Europe. Yeah, so a lot to go over the next few weeks and months. So, yeah, wildfires gigs. So, yeah, we did actually manage to do some wildfires gigs. Our first one back was in June at a wonderful festival in Cranford called the Music Barn, which I believe Michelle, who tuned in earlier, was at. She's still on there. Hello, Michelle. That was really good. We had a really good first gig back there. It was great. We were on the smaller stage. Would love to have been on the big stage, maybe another year, but it was good enough. And for our set, we were headliners on the smaller stage. For our set, like, we had like loads of people up dancing. There was a lot of girls dancing. It was great. we loved it. And they were all getting really into it. And afterwards, we were like talking to quite a few people, and it suddenly dawned on me that all these people were completely off their face. It's like all of them. They'd been drinking or partying all day, and probably none of them can remember actually seeing us live. So I don't know if any musicians can relate to that. You think you're the best band in the world, and you realise that all your audience are absolutely hammered, and you basically, they could be dancing to anything. But it was a great night nonetheless. Do appreciate it. It was just quite funny, really, when it suddenly dawned on us how hammered people were. So that was our first one back. We did a wonderful gig that Stephen Tanner from Stephen Tanner the Runaways got us at the East of England Showground in Peterborough. It was the Motorcycle News Festival of cycling. So there was motorcycling, should I say. There's like loads of bikes there. And it's a great event, and that's on every, well, it hasn't been on the last couple of years, obviously, but it was great to have it back. So it's the second time we played it. Huge stage, great sound. Stephen Tanner was playing, Celine Ellis, 2K and Ryan, Matt Kennison. Jess played it the following day, I think. It was so good to be on a big stage and just playing our songs, and we went down really well. And we just really bonded as a band that day. And then the last gig we did was at the Blue Moon in Cambridge, which was a really, really cool gig. We always liked playing there because all of my ex-archaeology colleagues go to it, and they get well into it. They know words to most of our songs. They wear Stevie Jones the Wildfires t-shirts. We've got a proper following there. And, Stephen Tanner played, and Gavin Chappell Bates played as well, and we had a wonderful night at the Blue Moon in Cambridge. We're going to go back there again probably in the autumn, and we're going to be playing with Blackballed then, so keep an eye out for that date. But I'm going to play you a track from the Blue Moon gig with the Wildfires now, an audio, because we did manage to record it. So bear with me, I've got to set it up. It's going to make a bit of a squelchy noise. We're going to be playing with Blackballed.
There's an echo going on there. Great,
I'm going to play you a track from the Blue Moon gig with the Wildfires.
I've got too many windows open. That was weird. Right. So I'm going to play you this track recorded at the Blue Moon. And basically, if you put in a tip tonight in the tip jar, or you do a merch purchase, I will send you a free download of this. And every week, I'm going to send over one or two free downloads from this gig. So if you tip every week, you'll get a free download and be able to keep the whole gig. It's not going to be released anywhere else. So this is an exclusive offer for you guys who do tip. This is Coming From The Rain, recorded live at the Blue Moon in Cambridge. On the 1st of October.
Coming From The Rain. From the rain.
lurking in the snow. Time to take cover and make this change. Coming from the rain.
Go, Coming From The Rain, recorded live. Let me turn this off, stop it buzzing. And that one. Recorded live at the Blue Moon in Cambridge. Brilliant night. And yeah, every week, if you tip or buy anything from the store, I'll send you a free download of a new track each week. So you can start collecting this if you like. I'm not going to release it anywhere else, and it has got a couple of new songs on there, so it's a proper bootleg exclusive. So yeah, I'm looking forward to going back there. We've actually got some nice gigs lined up as well. This next April, I'll be releasing the dates soon. Got about six gates throughout April. Some really good gigs, coupled with Blackball. And one on my birthday as well, which I shall be announcing soon. Very excited about that. So that's something to look forward to next year. And hopefully we'll have some more new songs in the bag. Right, I'm going to do a little shout out now for my mate Pete McAlinden. Because I don't know if any of you knew it, but... basically, if you don't know Pete, well, obviously a lot of you won't know who Pete is, but Pete's a very old friend of mine. We went to school together and we played music on and off over the years. He was one third of the trio I was in called Treehouse. It was me, him and Justin Prescott. And we then went on and formed a full band, which was really the origins of Stevie Jones and the Wildfires. And he was the first drummer. And we shared a house together. We went to loads of gigs. You know, we've both got each other into different types of music. We went to quite a few of the sort of more rock orientated gigs together, like Donington, and Marillion Garden Party, and Iron Maiden and stuff like that. He's a very dear friend, and sadly he had a stroke a couple of weeks ago. He's out of hospital now, and I'm just wishing him all the best and a speedy recovery. And just thinking of you, Pete, we just want you to get well. We want you to get well. So, you know, it's a lot of bad shit happening at the moment. But we're just hoping that Pete can come out, and he's a good guy. Love him very much. I'm going to play you... a Treehouse song, I think. Treehouse was around in 1999. We recorded an EP. It was me, Justin and Pete. And I'll perhaps go into the origins of Treehouse. I kind of remember it. I'll go into the origins of Treehouse another time. This is for Pete, and this is a song of hope. This is called Summer. Got a feeling about your heart, and it's getting so much closer day by day.
change. Even though that we have never met, the summer might send you over my way. I've got a feeling about your heart, and everything is about to change.
I think we're going to wrap it up there tonight, folks. I'm going to keep these songs and stories a bit shorter than before. I want to keep it just nice in about an hour. But that song's for Pete, and I really hope it makes a speedy recovery. But yeah, I hope you've enjoyed it tonight. A few bits of news thrown in here and there. And yeah, we've got, like I say, we've got some gigs that I'm going to be announcing soon. So, you know, keep an eye out for that. This weekend I've got a couple of solo acoustic gigs. I'm playing at the Pug and Greyhound in Great Glen on Friday. And then on Saturday I'm playing at the Vaults in Uppingham. Solo acoustic gigs. So if you're around, do pop in and see them. It's going to be more like covers more than anything else. And on Friday night, if I've got time, I'm going to be going to the Obelisk Centre, where there is a memorial gig for Pop Spencer as well that evening. It's going to be quite tight for me to get over from Great Glen down to Northampton. I'm going to do my best, but do check out on Facebook about Pop Spencer's memorial gig. If you can go and you knew Pop, it'd be great to be there. His widow, Gelda, is going to be there. So, yeah. Anyway, do stay safe. A lot of COVID is still around. I hope it doesn't get you. But hopefully we'll get our booster jab soon. I'm feeling a lot better now. I'm still not 100%. I'm going to be taking things a bit steady over the next few days and, you know, hopefully get out for a walk tomorrow and things like that. And just, you know, because it does take it out of you. Anyway. Enough waffling. I'm going to finish my coffee now. But thanks for tuning in. And I'll see you next week, hopefully. Do check out the website, steviejones.com/store. If you want to chuck in a tip or buy something, there'll be a free download there for you this time. See you next week, hopefully. Take care.